The IMF now has two searches on its plate, one for new leadership, another for hackers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Indonesia is the latest country and the first big developing economy to throw its weight behind French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde to lead the International Monetary Fund. Now, we've been tracking for weeks how the importance of that position is to the global economy. But today, the IMF is also trying to secure its huge database after a report that it was hacked. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The IMF has confirmed that earlier this year it detected suspicious file transfers on one of its computers. Cybersecurity experts are saying this was malware at work. Hackers had apparently planted software inside the IMF system for the purpose of stealing information. As the world's largest financial organization and lender of last resort, the IMF has plenty of valuable data. Peter Summer is a professor at the London School of Economics.
They have a huge amount of information about economies that are failing, and that is of great value to the financial institutions of the world, but also to the nation states who want to know what they're in for.
A country seeking a bailout, for example, might want to know in advance what the conditions will be. Security experts say a nation state is most likely to be behind the cyber attack, but proving which country was involved would be difficult. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
There's word today out of China. Big banks there handed out fewer loans in May. Perhaps a sign Beijing's efforts to cool an overheated economy could be making some headway. But how cool is too cool? Michael Pettis is an economist at Peking University in Beijing. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Is there a risk that the Chinese government will overreach and hinder the country economically or even cause a slowdown?
The slowdown is inevitable. What we've been growing extremely rapidly over the last 30 years because of huge increases in investment. And there's increasing evidence that 5 years ago, perhaps even 10 years ago, a very large amount of this investment was being misallocated. It was being used to build excess real estate development or excess infrastructure. And one of the consequences is that we've been seeing a very rapid rise in debt. And I don't think we can do this many more years before we run into real trouble.
How has China avoided the economic downturn the rest of the world's experienced?
Well, it hasn't really avoided it. What it did was it postponed it. They responded to the 2007-2008 crisis by taking a country which already had the highest investment growth rate in history and significantly increasing it. Now, when you increase investment, you always get growth. But if the investment is not economically viable, you give back all of that growth in the future. And I'm afraid that's what may have happened here.
Michael Pettis, economist at Peking University in Beijing. Michael, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly lower at the moment, in Asia too. Oil is down below $100 a barrel after Saudi Arabia announced it's going to boost production. The latest Hollywood spectacle, Super 8, opened over the weekend, and its $37 million take is being described as only mildly super. Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost another 172 points to end the day at 11,951. Markets are in a six-week slump, the longest losing streak since late 2002.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
It's been nearly a year since Wall Street regulations were signed into law. Some of those Dodd-Frank regulations are just now seeing the light of day, like new rules requiring big banks to come up with a living will in case financial trouble strikes again. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is here to talk about those wills. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, I thought wills were for people. I mean, why are financial institutions having to draw up living wills?
Well, because just like a living will is for a person saying, here's what to do if I get sick, the giant financial institutions are supposed to give regulators a plan to take care of the institutions if the institutions get sick.
Now, what if the banks don't comply with that? I mean, or they're not able to put a working, livable will together?
After three tries, in theory, the regulators, the FDIC and the Federal Reserve, could seize the banks, sell off their pieces, liquidate them. In reality, I can't imagine this will ever happen, but in theory, that's what would happen.
I'm curious, what should the federal government have done instead, Alan, to ward off the dangers of a financial collapse?
The whole purpose of living wills is to take care of institutions that are too big to fail. And we saw what happened when you have those. What the government should have done was break up the institutions, which no one in Washington had the nerve to do, or to separate the parts of the institutions involving federal deposit insurance from the more go-go risky parts, so the go-go risky parts could fail and leave the rest intact. But nobody wanted to do that, so they came up with the magical solutions of living wills, which seemed to solve the problem at no political expense.
Now, if there is such a worry, Alan, that these big banks are too big to fail, why does the government let them get so big?
Well, clearly, Steve, you don't understand the market system. Do you remember? There was a market system. The banks would all take care of themselves because it would be in the interest of their shareholders to be prudent. So they were going to be prudent until one day they weren't, and now you and I get to pay for it. Isn't life wonderful?
It is wonderful, especially for a Monday morning. Alan Sloan joining us from New York. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, a new study confirms men care more about our cars than we do about our bodies. In a survey by the Men's Health Network in Abbott Laboratories, nearly 70% of men said they find it easier to maintain their cars than they do their own personal health. 40% said they're more likely to take that car in for a checkup than take themselves to the doctor. Gosh, if only we were born with an instrument panel and gauges. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A complex drug trafficking operation from Mexico to Phoenix involved trekking through the desert for days and hiding in abandoned homes. Took a lot of people and time to pull off, not to mention cash.
There's actually a lot of money being spent, but if there wasn't that much money to be made, you know, where would they be?
I'm Tess Vigeland, tracing a drug route next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.